Senate President-elect Morris, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
The House has garnered most of the attention just because Republicans lost their majority in that chamber and Democrats are now in control, but obviously some changes in the Senate as well. How do you expect things to change under your leadership?
We'll be focused on the things we need to be focused on now. I think that'll be the biggest change. Jobs and financial security and community investment and preventing harm and civil rights.
Coming in as president, I know you were majority leader prior to this. What are going to be some of your top priorities personally?
My top priority personally is going to be to move the state of Colorado forward and figure out if there can be some grand bargains that we can reach at the state level to actually propel the state forward. We don't have the same kind of logjam here in Colorado that is in Washington, D.C., but we're not always as good as we need to be about working with everybody.
Any specific bills you can point to at this point?
No, not at this point. The problem with these sessions right after the election is you've got 60 days to put together a session because you literally are focused on elections right up until election night. We'll be working on putting together the session all the way until Wednesday morning when the session starts on January 9th.
How important is it going to be to work with the GOP? Democrats control both chambers and the governor's office, so if your party wants to, there's things you can push through.
Sure, but it's always important to work with everybody. We need to work with Coloradans. And roughly a third are Republicans, roughly a third are Democrats, and roughly a third are unaffiliated. We need to work with all of those people, not just those in our own party.
One of the things for sure that's going to take up quite a bit of time is marijuana regulations. Talk about that issue and how you see it playing out.
We've got to get some guidance from the federal government. We do have a mandate from the voters. The mandate is violate federal law, and so that creates quite a conundrum. Then there are some internal problems as well where the amendment itself says that the legislature shall enact an excise tax, and that's contra to the requirement in Tabor that every tax increase be voted upon by the people. So we're going to have to resolve, does the Amendment 64 override Tabor, or at least that portion of Tabor? Does it not? If it doesn't, and we then do a referendum, how is that going to work? Because we need two-thirds vote in each chamber, and I think most, if not all, of the Republicans in the legislature have signed no tax increase pledges. It's going to be fascinating how this all works out, both from a legal perspective as well as from a political perspective.
Another thing that's coming up is the governor's initiative to tackle the state's biggest policy challenges called TBD, to be determined. And one of the things they're talking about is more money for roads, for schools. Do you expect the legislature to move that forward?
I expect the legislature to move forward on lots of those issues because we've been looking and thinking about those issues for a long time. And the trick is to figure out how to create a grand bargain that goes up high enough, if you will, 50,000-foot level instead of the 5,000-foot level, to see is there a way to cobble enough pieces together to build a big enough coalition to actually get something done. Because, again, for most of this, we're talking about an increased need in revenue. And if you come to that conclusion that you do have to increase revenue, that's going to be challenging. It's always challenging. We've only passed one statewide revenue increase since Tabor went into effect in 1992, and that was the tobacco tax in 2004. So the challenges are formidable. But again, the more people that get involved in this, the more people that realize the limitations of the boxes that we've put ourselves in Colorado, then the more ideas we'll have to figure out how to govern either within those boxes or figure out how to expand those boxes.
Now, going into this session with Democrats in control of both chambers, do you expect things to be less contentious? Do you think you can predict now how smooth it's going to be?
Actually, and I have a different perspective, I suppose, than the outsiders, but it's smooth every year. I mean, we certainly choose our battles and we have our arguments, and that'll always be true. But at the end of the day, we end up introducing 600 bills, give or take. We end up passing, 70-80% of them. And we end up going home 120 days later. And for the most part, we go home friends, even across the aisle. Because the thing that I've really figured out in my 6 years here is everybody in this building wants to move the state forward. We do disagree and argue about how best to do that, but at the end of the day, we all want Colorado to be the best place to live and raise a family.
We're out of time. That was Senate President-elect John Morris from Colorado Springs. Thanks again.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.